Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Henrich reaches second base with a double. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Glenn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Hale steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henrik throws the ball into Crosetti who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henrik hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Rolf goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Milner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoag scores. Gordon moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's Indians, 3, Yankees, 3. Babe Dahlgren pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Milner, and towards Hale, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Dahlgren scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Larry, who relays the ball to Hale, who tags Henrich trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rolf moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball four. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Pitlock scores. Keltner moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 5-4, Yankees. Moose Salters pinch hits for Al Milner. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Salters reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. Hale scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards second. Gordon catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Solter scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-5, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Powell pinch runs for Joe Glenn. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-4 in the game. Rolfe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Rolfe moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Rolfe scores. Henrich goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.